Welcome to the latest episode of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we take a break from our series on the Acts of the Apostles. For the past 3 weeks, we explored the life and times of the Apostle Peter. If you missed any of those broadcasts, go back to the podcast stream and check them out. We will be back soon with episodes about the Apostle James, the brother of Jesus. Today, we bring you a replay of an earlier episode. Previously broadcast in July 2025, here is episode 1201, What a Friend. The Gospels primarily focus on Jesus' public ministry and his relationship with the 12. However, we can identify individuals and families with whom Jesus clearly shared a deep, personal bond characterized by mutual affection, support, and trust, going beyond just the teacher-disciple dynamic. No family appears to have been closer friends with Jesus than Lazarus, Mary, and Martha of Bethany. Let's start with Lazarus. In John 11, verse 3, a message is sent to Jesus that explicitly states, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." In verse 5, the gospel writer affirms this. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Jesus weeps openly at Lazarus's death, a profound display of grief for a friend. He then performs one of his most dramatic miracles, raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus also frequently stayed at their home when in the Jerusalem area. Mary of Bethany, the sister of Lazarus. Besides what is written in John 11:5, Mary is depicted as deeply devoted, choosing to sit at Jesus' feet and listening attentively to his teaching. Her act of anointing Jesus' feet with expensive perfume demonstrates profound love and reverence, characteristic of a close bond. And Martha. Again, we have the testimony of John 11:5. While sometimes anxious about practical matters, she opens her home to Jesus repeatedly. Her bold declaration of faith, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world," even in her grief, shows a deep personal trust in him, indicative of a strong relationship. Eastern Orthodox tradition holds that after Lazarus's resurrection, he fled persecution and traveled to Cyprus, where he became the first bishop of Kitian, modern Larnaca, and served for 30 years. A tomb believed to be his was discovered there in 890 AD with the inscription, "Lazarus, 4 days dead, friend of Christ." Another tradition claims Lazarus, with Mary and Martha, traveled by boat, without sails or oars, to Provence, France, evangelizing the region. Lazarus is said to have become the first bishop of Marseille and was martyred there. French tradition holds that Martha traveled to Tarascon, France, evangelizing the region and converting many to Christianity. In Western Christianity, Mary of Bethany has often been conflated with Mary Magdalene and the unnamed sinful woman of Luke 7, leading to the tradition of seeing her as a penitent sinner and a symbol of repentance. Tradition and non-biblical sources portray Lazarus, Mary, and Martha of Bethany as early witnesses and evangelists after Jesus' resurrection. They endure as symbols of hospitality, faith, repentance, and resurrection hope. Among the disciples, Simon Peter was certainly a friend. As one of the inner circle, Peter, James, John, Peter had unparalleled access to Jesus. Despite his impulsive nature and even denial, Jesus singled him out for specific teachings, granted him the keys of the kingdom, according to Matthew 16, verse 19, reinstated him after the resurrection with a personal conversation, and clearly invested deeply in him. The Gospels portray a robust, often challenging, but ultimately loving relationship. Then there is John, the beloved disciple. John is uniquely described as the disciple whom Jesus loved. He reclined next to Jesus at the Last Supper, was present at the foot of the cross where Jesus entrusted his mother to him, and was the first disciple to believe in the resurrection after seeing the empty tomb. This demonstrates exceptional intimacy and trust. Then there is James, John's brother, another son of Zebedee. Also part of the inner circle with Peter and John, James was present at pivotal moments like the Transfiguration, the raising of Jairus's daughter, and Gethsemane. His zeal, described with John as one of two sons of thunder, suggests a strong, if sometimes rough, bond that Jesus tolerated and refined. It may have been a brief relationship, but Jesus certainly treated Zacchaeus as a friend. Jesus initiated contact with this despised chief tax collector, inviting himself to Zacchaeus's home, despite public disapproval. This act of personal acceptance and willingness to share a meal transformed Zacchaeus's life, demonstrating Jesus's radical inclusivity and desire for personal connection with those outside the accepted social circle. Let's get deep. As we consider Jesus as a friend, we see that he did not merely call people to follow him from a distance. He entered into real, personal relationships marked by affection, trust, and transformation. His friendships with Lazarus, Mary, Martha, Peter, John, James, and even Zacchaeus reveal his heart for companionship, demonstrating that the Savior of the world desires to draw near, share life, and transform hearts in the context of genuine friendship. These friendships also reveal Jesus' character. With Martha, he offered patient correction and comfort in grief. With Mary, he received deep devotion and honored her choice to sit at his feet. With Peter, he extended restoration after failure, showing that friendship with Jesus is not conditioned on perfection, but on openness to grace. With John, Jesus shared intimate moments, demonstrating that friendship with him brings us closer to his heart. Even Zacchaeus, an outsider, experienced Jesus' welcoming friendship, teaching us that no one is beyond the reach of his relational love. Jesus' friendships call us to respond by becoming friends of Jesus ourselves, cultivating a relationship marked by love, trust, repentance, and faithfulness. They also call us to extend the kind of radical, gracious friendship Jesus modeled, crossing barriers, offering acceptance, and helping others encounter the transformative power of his love. As we see in the stories of his friends, Jesus is not only our Lord and Savior, he is also our friend who draws close, transforms us, and walks with us through every moment of our lives. As we close today, remember that Jesus is not a distant deity uninterested in your daily life. He is the friend who knows you, loves you, and desires to walk with you in every season. Like Mary, Martha, Lazarus, Peter, John, James, and Zacchaeus, you are invited to experience a relationship with Jesus that is personal, life-giving, and transformative. May their stories inspire you to draw near to Jesus as your friend, trusting that his presence will bring hope, restoration, and purpose to your journey. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be not only our Savior, but also our friend. Help us to draw near to him with open hearts, trusting him with our struggles, our joys, and our failures. May our friendship with Jesus shape us to reflect his love and extend his friendship to a world in need of your grace. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.